Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. U.S. and Iran end ceasefire talks without agreement as President Trump threatens a Navy blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. Correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
21 hours of U.S.-Iran peace talks collapse with both sides blaming the other. Now President Trump says the U.S. Navy will block the Strait of Hormuz where oil tankers pass, interdict any ships that pay Iran to pass. Trump ends his social media post with, "Our military will finish up the little that is left of Iran." Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance was in Islamabad for those face-to-face talks and said a main sticking point was Iran's refusal to abandon its nuclear program.
"We leave here with a very simple proposal, a method of understanding that is our final and best offer. We'll see if the Iranians accept it."
I'm Julie Walker.
GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine has yet to see details of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal, but she tells the Salem Radio Network that she's not opposed to an increase in military spending.
"We do have to keep in mind that the president is compensating for years of underfunding by the Biden administration. So we do need to do some catch up to make sure that we are prepared to meet the global threats that we face."
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gets facts checked. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Spanberger's approval rating is 13 points below average. This is SRN News. A study out of Finland cast doubt on the claims of transgender activists. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
After a decade of victories in the courts and in American culture, LGBT advocates are in retreat. There's been a strong backlash in recent years, especially against the promotion of transgenderism to children. Many states have banned males from competing in female sports, and some have barred sex change operations on children. At least nine states have considered resolutions seeking to undo that. This is SRN News. The NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools. Bob Agnew reports.
The NCAA's policy changes on name, image, and likeness, along with new transfer rules, have altered scouting strategies. Teams can now focus on more traditional football powerhouses. That's where a higher percentage of the nation's best players are concentrated thanks to the rise of NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal. It all means fewer players from non-power conferences are being selected during the three-day event. Last year, only 24 of 257 NFL draftees came from non-power conferences. Bob Agnew reporting.
Counter-drone lasers will now be able to be used along the southern border. The FAA agreed with the Pentagon on Friday that they are safe, so additional airspace closures aren't expected. The FAA and Defense Department have signed an agreement outlining the safety precautions that will be employed when these lasers are used to protect travelers. More details, SRNnews.com.